There's no crying in baseball!
You're 5 feet nothing, 100 and nothing, and you got hardly a speck of athletic ability. And you hung in with the best college football team in the land for 2 years!
I said, fuck you, Joe Boone. I do it myself.
In here, there were two guys killing each other. But I guess that's better than 20 million. So what I'm trying to say is that if I can change, then you can change. Everybody can change!
Welcome to Montucky Skies Emergency Mini Episode Edition. I'm Zach.
I'm Biggs. This is our first Emergency Mini Episode Edition.
That's right. This is because I read something on the internet today that was a big deal to me. Do you remember Kate Moss?
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Well, Kate Moss made a headline today, and it is easily the greatest headline I read today. Easily the greatest headline I've read in 2015 so far, and possibly the greatest headline I've read in the last 5 years.
Okay.
It reads as follows. Kate Moss called a pilot a basic bitch and was escorted off the plane for her troubles.
What?
There's a lot to unpack here. So, first of all, this is the most incredible power move pulled by any human ever, and I'm saying that about both Kate Moss and the pilot. Kate Moss calls the pilot of a plane a basic bitch. Just them's fighting words.
Oh, I thought, okay, so I thought you meant like she was drunk and called her pilot like script that she got a basic bitch.
No. This is an airplane.
And then
pilot.
Got escorted off the plane because she was drunk yelling about her script.
No. Okay. She called
suddenly
the pilot.
This makes sense.
And the pilot has the baller move for getting Kate Moss kicked off an airplane. So basically, here's the rundown of the story. Kate Moss was upset because she was not being provided the alcohol she had requested on her flight from Turkey to London. So, she broke into her private stash of alcohol kept in her carry-on luggage and proceeded to get shit-faced on vodka. She then managed to cause a scene, as one might imagine, and began insulting the pilot and calling him a basic bitch until he was forced to land the plane and have her escorted off.
How did he get up to the how did she get up to the cockpit?
Unclear. Now, I read some quotes from passengers on the flight, and all of them said things along the lines of, she wasn't all that bad, she wasn't violent or that loud or anything, or things like, it was mostly kind of hilarious.
Where'd you get this story from, by the way?
I found it on uprocks.com, who shared it from all sorts of British newspapers and tabloids.
Okay.
All sorts of them.
Like The Sun or something.
The Sun, Daily Mail, Telegraph, okay. Guardian even had a post on it.
So it's an amalgam of these articles.
Exactly. I just sort of drew together some facts.
Okay.
What has to happen that Kate Moss, A, is prepared enough to have her own booze stash, B, brings her booze stash and still requests more alcohol on the plane, and then C, how was she able to hold it together long enough to not just immediately break into her stash? I like that she asked for the alcohol she requested, argued about it for a bit, finally accepted she couldn't have it, and then broke into her private stash.
Well, let's unpack these one at a time. So first, how did she have her private stash, or why did she have a private stash? Is that the first question?
I mean, I don't want to make any assumptions or be in trouble for slander or anything, but I mean, based on the relation alcohol has to the story, I think it might just be because she loves drinking.
I think you might be onto something there. Plus, sometimes a mini bottle of alcohol won't do it. You just need a fifth. Or as Dub Campbell, the We Had a Good Life podcast, would refer to, an action jug, which is generally like around 64 ounces of alcohol. And hard alcohol at that.
Yes.
And I'm just going to assume it was a couple action jugs that she had in her carry-on.
Well, and especially considering,
however,
I don't know what Turkish plane security is like, and none of the articles specified how much she had in her stash. And then you consider she probably can buy some in a duty-free shop. She might have a liquor store in her carry-on, for all we know.
Is Turkey a Muslim state?
I'm not sure if it's a Muslim state or not. I mean, I know there are Muslims in Turkey, but...
Right. Well, I'm thinking that might, you know, unravel the mystery of why they wouldn't give her alcohol.
That would
not
go a long way
really
towards it.
Not that it's really a mystery, but it might, like, set up why he's a basic bitch.
That's right.
That's what you call them, a basic bitch.
Yes. And are you familiar with the term basic bitch?
No.
So basically, it's a... It's a slang insult that basically means, like, not that cool or... I'm going to sound like an old man talking about people my age because I still don't really understand it, but I like it and it makes me happy to say it. And basically... Oh, God.
Basic is on the tongue.
From what I can understand, the distillation of a basic bitch, the way I have had it described to me by people of various genders
and
races.
No way to say that wider than saying it with did you say distilling?
Yep. I'm just leaning right into my whiteness right now because I do not have enough melanin to really explain this with the nuance it deserves. But essentially, from what I've been told, the one common thing I've heard from people of every gender and not every race, but many races, is that the idea of a basic bitch is like a young white middle-class college girl wearing a puffy North Face vest and leggings for pants with UGG boots and Starbucks. Like, that's, I guess, the idea of a basic bitch, where you're sort of right in mold for what you're supposed to look like, and you don't really have anything flashy, or you don't risk anything or try anything in your personality or your wardrobe. I think that's sort of the sense of it. You know, like, you are basically... Jesus. You are a basic bitch. Like, you are generic and, like, factory manufactured, mass produced.
Okay.
I think.
Much
maybe.
Like,
I could be wrong.
Much like the clothes that she wears that were sewed by 4-year-olds in a factory.
That's right.
Where they just have a pot to go to the bathroom, but not allowed to use the hands to move the pot because you have to keep sewing for Martha Stewart.
If you want to avoid being a basic bitch, you have to make moral compromises. I think that's just the way of the world.
So much like Kate Moss.
Much
Kate
like
Moss,
Kate Moss,
kind of a basic bitch.
But not quite as... I mean, that's a power move. To be able to make it to the cockpit to call the pilot a basic bitch, that is a power move.
To be fair, she might have shouted it loud enough that it got through that cockpit door.
Oh, that's certainly possible.
I'd imagine after you sock away 2 action jugs, you get pretty loud. Okay, now what
the
was...
The thing I love...
Ahead.
So I should add, no charges were filed. She was escorted off the plane by police, or police were there, but no charges were filed. Nothing's being pressed against her. No accusations have been made. It was basically... I think the airline, and I can't remember which it was, called it just a standard... Oh, thank you. My headphones are finally back. I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to interrupt
the
rhythm.
Down, I'm like, there's no headphones for Zach.
And I didn't want to interrupt the rhythm, so I was just going to roll with it, but thank you. I completely lost my train of thought. What was I saying?
I think we're talking about shouting through a cockpit door. No, there's no charges filed on Kate
right.
Moss.
So there's no charges filed. The airline said that this is sort of standard procedure when the pilots feel that it is like a disturbance has become too much for the flight.
When somebody's drank more than the entire Texas Rangers on a flight, it's time to pull the plane over.
When Kate Moss breaks the Wade Boggs record, that's when it's time to take a break. But the thing I really love most about this story, and as quite clear by the fact that A, I had to call an emergency session, and B, I just vomited so many thoughts about this out in no coherent order at all. I love that the passengers were on Kate Moss's side. She is objectively wrong in this situation, and she is so, whether it's powerful or beautiful or charismatic or some combination of the three, or maybe just funny to watch, that they were all in her corner about this. That's amazing to me. And this is someone, Kate Moss is now, but when she was at her popularity peak, she was a fairly controversial figure.
Yeah, and here's the thing. When you are the stature of a twig and you sock away 2 action jugs and you try and Air Force One the plane, that's going to draw some admiration whether you're in the right or the wrong. Whatever side of the ledger you fall on, people are going to want to see more.
That's right.
She should parlay this into a reality show career.
Oh my God. She should. It's just a show where every episode she gets on a different plane and finds new and creative ways to confuse and disturb people.
Maybe you could bring in like Gordon Ramsay to mix her drinks or something.
Oh, yes, please. No, Guy Fieri.
Oh, there you go.
There's the answer.
This show is going to sell itself.
That's right.
Now, what was B in this? We covered A extensively.
I think B might have snuck into A somewhere in there. Like I said, no coherent fashion.
Do you remember C?
I don't know that there was a C.
All right, we covered this.
Great. If anyone listening to this walks away with anything, I hope it's one of these two things. One, this is clearly the Clubhouse frontrunner for headline of the year. I feel like it has to at least be one of the top three or four. I mean, that sounds like an Onion headline.
Yeah. It kind of. If you said, is it Real or the Onion?
You would have wavered a little bit.
Yeah. I think I would have picked Real, but I'm not 100% positive.
That's right. And the other thing I want people to take away from this is that emergency mini episodes, these little like mini pods, these five and outs, if there's an appetite for these, if people like these little quick ones, we might have to call some other emergency sessions when weird things happen.
Yeah, we could definitely do that.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Michael Fassbender is in a movie called Slow West and there's a jacket that outperforms his performance.
Can I do 5 minutes on Ben Mendelsohn's jacket?
You should.
And I did.
Yeah. Tomorrow, there is a Thin Men podcast. It's the very last Thin Men that we just recorded before we
series did this. Series finale.
Yeah, series finale.
A graceful 12 and out.
That's right. There's also a Montucky Skies that posted yesterday. I know some people might pop this up on their feed. Maybe you had your phone off yesterday or something.
Yeah,
so.
Go check that out. It's worth your time. Way more content than this.
90 minutes.
90 minutes
content.
Worth. I listened to it. I'm not on it. So those of you who don't like me, yeah, that's something to look forward to. And
I don't know why you're still listening.
And it's really, really fun. And it should not be missed because this entered the feed. So if you check this one out, check that one out.
Close.
Do you like to imagine our imaginary podcast baseball cards?
Yeah,
like,
kind of.
Biggs, episodes appeared in. Times made people crack up. Like the little stats along the back. That'd be fun.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think I've been on every Not Safe for Network show except for the Alien Movie Project, and I'm really hoping that that one happens. But
I have to believe that your time will come.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll see. But, like, I've managed to, like, sneak in a lot of them. I got a big card. I might need, we might need the extra card for crossovers.
You are the, if there was a Not Safe for Network Hall of Fame, you would be the first ballot entry.
I think, I would like to think so.
I would confirm that to be the case.
I would put Matt Campbell on there too, because he's been in a lot of stuff and he produces two shows and stars in a show. So
I think that's fair.
That's pretty fucking good, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, and I think he's been on three shows. I guess you, me, and Brandon, like, hold the all-time
time
record.
Episode record.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't know, because... Well, yeah, because of our failed podcast.
Exactly. Because
totally.
Yeah. Of our side projects.
Because of Montucky Sports going by the wayside. Because of Put Dirt On It going by the wayside. Because of Real Roulette going on the wayside.
Because of the Thin Men going by the wayside.
That's four canceled podcasts.
But they
done.
Were all fun to do at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Plus, we got Box Office Battle still cranking it out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's funny. Who would have predicted that one was the one that is just grinding it away for us out of all the others we've tried?
Can I
tell you what it is?
Yeah.
Brandon?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah. I was going to sneak in that story. So Box Office Battle happened because Brandon, like, I think Brandon was a little hurt. We just did Real Roulette and he was like, and we were talking about doing another podcast, and then I sort of dropped the idea when we did Real Roulette, and he's like, are we doing that or not? And I was like, yeah, totally, because we were all having a beer over at some bar. I don't even remember which one. Nichols. We were at Nichols Bar.
Oh, yeah.
And so I'm pacing at work right before we record, and I suddenly got the idea for the format and just called you guys up, and you guys seemed to like it. And so that, like, happened on the spur of the moment, really. But, like, it turned out pretty good, I gotta say.
And that tells us that Brandon's the magic glue, and that's why we gotta keep this one short. Take it easy, everybody.
Yeah, take it easy. Let me do 25 minutes on Godfather 3. Hold on, I'm lining
up. Okay, let's
do
this.
Here. Not safe for network.
So when you get the actual script in your hands, how is it that you memorize everything?
I mean, there's like, you write the first letter of each word.
That's what Robert Downey Jr. does.
Sure, yeah. And that's great for Robert Downey Jr., but
for Robert Downey Jr.
That just gets me so confused.
RDJ.
So
RDJ.
We won't be seeing you in an Iron Man suit anytime soon.
Well, not on stage. In my off time, maybe. But I don't know what you're doing in my bedroom, so please leave.
That's debatable.
I think the way we argue matters. The more diverse populations we have to argue with, the better. The internet, it gives you a lot of zealotry, and a lot of that insane, you know, 9/11 was an inside job, or the moon landing never happened, or whatever. But, you know, if we could look at the flip side of that, too, you get a whole bunch of information that gets to fly around the world in a heartbeat, and all of a sudden everybody knows the same damn thing.
We had a good life.
Is talking about the Juggalo community on the podcast so publicly as we do,
yeah,
does that set us up as a target in the future, potentially?
It's as much of a threat as a dirty 400-pound topless woman like running at you from a couple hundred yards away can be. You know what I mean?
This is family over here.
It's family.
Box office battle.
If you were to take the male lead of your film and put him into a romantic comedy, would I root for him?
I have to say, we have seen this romantic comedy. Liv Tyler is his daughter, and he saves the human race in Armageddon.
Is that a romantic comedy, though?
You know, you had me until you said Armageddon.
Shooting the show.
My parents always stocked up on ramen. They didn't really know how much I ate. And I would actually scrounge up change and go to the store and buy more ramen so it didn't look like I ate as much.
Eric.
That's what alcoholics do. My mom should have never taught me how to make it.
Yeah, you had a problem. The Alien Movie Project.
The aliens crash a kid's birthday party, basically.
Which, again... I think supports the frat aliens notion. Oh god, where am I? Oh guys, hey, is there anything to drink at this party? You guys,
I'm gonna have some of this cake.
Hey,
if I cut this cake?
Can I open this? Are you gonna wear that hat?
I'm just gonna take some of this cake.
Montauk Skies.
By the way, his character trait is he constantly pulls out stomach acid pills. What do you call it? Like Pepto-Bismol or something? And he just constantly chews the pills every time something comes wrong. He's like, argh.
Yeah.
Just chewing the paint.
Can I just say, I appreciate...
washes them down with a cup of coffee.
I appreciate the subtlety used by saying his character trait, because we know this is the type of movie where each character gets one trait.
Find all our podcasts on iTunes. Not safe for network.